The Black Cowboy Parade was led by African Americans on horseback, sitting tall in their saddles, wearing cowboy hats, boots, chaps, spurs, and big shiny buckles. Oakland is a major metropolitan area in the San Francisco Bay Area, and the sight of cowboys trotting down its inner city streets may seem out of place in the 21st century. But the Black Cowboy Parade has been held here for the past 36 years. It's the only parade in the country that celebrates the contributions of African-American cowboys.
Go get the cows, boys. All right. And we were the boys, the African-Americans, the slaves were the boys. But we adapted, and we got to liking it.
Wilbert McAllister is the president of the Oakland Black Cowboy Association, the parade sponsor. He says cowboy was originally a term coined by Southern plantation owners before the Civil War.
Well, you had the house boy who works in the house, the field boy who works in the field. But this barn where the house, the cows and the horses, somebody had to go out there and clean up. So now they had to have another boy to take care of the cows, take care of the horses, to sleep with the cows out on the prairie because we didn't have fences. So them boys there, you know, they would call them cowboys.
After the Civil War and emancipation, many black cowboys took their skills with horses and cattle and headed west. They became cattle herders, cooks, ranchers, and rodeo riders. Wilbert McAllister is a descendant of Texas cowboys and ranchers.
Talking to other cowboys of knowledge, it was about 20% to 30% of the range cowboys are African Americans coming across here. And that was a big number in them days. It wasn't all, quote, Caucasian cowboys. It was black cowboys to come out here to bring food for people and they have a settlement of a town to make a way for Americans. That's a contribution if they didn't want to give a credit. We were part of that movement.
They're not told in history. You didn't see it on television.
Randy Harris has been a rancher and horseman in California's Central Valley for the last 10 years and has attended almost every Black Cowboy Parade. He joined the Oakland Black Cowboy Association 2 years ago.
I grew up watching all the Westerns. And there was a time and period in the 60s and the 70s, there was probably Western on every night of the week. You know, Bonanza on Sunday, and then you had Maverick or somebody on Wednesday, and Wagon Train on every day of the week. Caucasians, you know? So, again, you know, we're left out in the history books and in television.
The Oakland Black Cowboy Association has done much to rectify that omission. Although most OBCA members do not work as full-time cowboys, some are ranchers and others are simply horse enthusiasts. Many of them can trace their lineage to cowboys from the Old South and the West. They keep the memory of black cowboys alive by doing educational programs for schools, churches, and neighborhood groups in Northern California.
You want to pet them, young man? Just do like that. He's soft, huh?
As part of their presentation, they arrive wearing full cowboy gear and sometimes bringing their horses. Most of the children have never seen a horse or ridden on one. Randy Harris says horses have the power to connect with children. He recalls a group of hardened inner-city kids who visited a stable in the nearby city of Richmond.
Their pants were sagging, looking at each other cross-eyed, but in the end of the day, their pants were up, and they were helping each other deal with the horse. They forgot where they came from because they had a common goal. And there someone said, I wish I could say I said it, but it's something about the outside of a horse that does wonders for the inside of a child. So I think this is a good vehicle if we can get a good program together and bring kids together and show them there's something different.
I want to ride that one. Me too. Because I want to ride that cowboy.
Harris says he'd like to see the Oakland Black Cowboy Association expand its educational mission and become more involved with community service and families. And in fact, the OBCA is now trying to establish a mentoring program for young children, with its members serving as positive role models. For VOA News, I'm Joanne Marr in Oakland, California.